Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I am the grandson of the late Egyptian president Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 revolution in Egypt and was the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Today, we're going to talk about the US dollar, the BRICS currency, as a solution. The start of the US dollar's undisputed hegemonic status can be reasonably placed in and around the time of the Bretton Woods Conference, towards the end of the Second World War, in July of 1944, to be exact. In an effort to get out of the economic despair spawned by the outcomes of World War II, representatives of 45 governments met in New Hampshire, United States, in July of 1944, in what culminated to the foundation of the International Monetary Fund, known also as the Bretton Woods Conference. The dollar and euro currencies are heavily backed by international institutions that are designed to make the system work for its primary donors. That is why the BRICS institutionalization is of great importance. It is in fact taking place. BRICS Bank can serve to offer an alternative to the World Bank and IMF credit systems. In order to do so, it must guarantee a sufficient and sustainable quota system for financing development projects or for offering monetary assistance to struggling nations. A BRICS trade agreement can also serve to promote trade between BRICS countries and ease currency issues and scarcity. The BRICS have also been establishing parallel financial transaction networks to the mainstream SWIFT and card networks, Visa and MasterCard. However, the whole financial system is being challenged with the rise of fintech applications and blockchain and cryptocurrency technology. In order for a BRICS currency to survive, it will require a similar web of input and output mechanisms. More importantly, however, the currency must present a clear comparative advantage to what the current dollar and euro systems offer. This is especially fundamental for countries that have developmental needs, yet are discontented with the conditions attached to their credit line offers. I think the world wants to see more alternatives to the ailing international financial system. However, the fear of a global financial trauma is always lurking, given the deep-rooted reliance on the dollar as a global reserve currency. Any sudden changes and alternatives to current standards and financial apparatus could likely prove critical for some countries, since the world has become very interdependent economically ever since the new system was put in place in 1944. Thank you for listening, and see you next time here on RT.